This is why we're single.
Yo, yo, back again like R. Kelly bum ass in a jail cell.
What?
Yes.
No. Wait on that one too.
I don't like that. I don't like that one.
That's what his ass get, man. Put his bum ass back in a jail cell, man.
What?
What's up, man? It's your boy DB.
This Chicago nigga.
It's your boy Ellie to the ON 313.
Dre with an A, Bean City, Lime, Ohio, you know what the fuck going on. Yeah, hey, all niggas are going to rep your city.
The green bean.
Right.
Yeah, we out here.
Right, and we are the fellas, and this is That's Why We Are Single.
Mm-hmm.
Man, coming off a great weekend, guys, man, just want to first off, before we get into anything, just want to say thank you guys to everybody that came out to the party. Like,
nuts.
Yo, damn it. First off, on behalf of the fellas, man, I know we done jawed through some damn hoops these last couple of weeks.
Hey,
having it at one spot, then moving it to another spot.
And then bring it back to
bringing it back to the original spot, man. But
y'all mess with us. We like
you. But, you know, we got to support our own. You know what I'm saying? We
got to
support our bar. You know what I'm saying? So, man, got to support black businesses, man. So shout out to, you know, all the people over at R Bar, man, for an absolutely amazing time.
Absolutely.
We should have a video recap of the party happening probably next week.
Yeah.
So what's that, the 29th?
So around that time.
Hopefully. Around the 29th. So we might be a little late.
Right.
We on CP time.
Yeah, might be a couple days late, but it's coming.
It's coming. So make sure, you know what I'm saying, that you guys are tuned in to our IG page and our Facebook page so we can post those. And if you don't know what those are, let me be the first to tell you.
All right.
On Instagram, That's Why We're Single, all one word. Facebook, That's Why We're Single, just like it sounds. On Twitter, That's Why We're, followed by the number one. And then you can also email us at thatswhywe'resingle@gmail.com.
Yep.
And then do not forget that you can listen to us on your favorite podcast listening platform. Just go to anchor.fm/thatswhywe'resingle and subscribe today. Man, so Dre, man, so we already got one event out the week.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying? One event out.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
This one's coming up real soon.
This is coming up Saturday.
I feel like it's real soon. You feel me?
Yo, it's a brunch.
All right.
July 27th.
There it is.
Get your tickets at ISSABRUNCH 614.
Did you not see the A there?
Right.
I definitely
going to spell your own shit.
Eventbrite.com. Make sure y'all pull up, man. It's going to be a dope event.
Pull up on us.
Different than the normal brunch, man. Yeah. I'm trying to bring that Atlanta, D.C., Chicago feel to Columbus.
That Lima feel?
You know, we ain't got no brunches, but we got good food. Because my caterer that I'm bringing in is from Lima.
There it is.
Bean City 419. You know what the fuck going on. But I got my homeboy also coming through with the saxophone from Lima. He been with the 85 South Show touring with them. So it'd be a good time, man. Just come up. Pull up on us, you know, ISSABRUNCH614.eventbrite.com. Get your tickets now. It's a few tickets left, so just make sure you get them ASAP.
I think the $15 tickets, I know the $5 ticket's gone.
$10 gone.
Though the $10 ticket's gone, so we got like $15 tickets. And
they gonna be
y'all
gone.
Better hurry up, man.
Swear to God.
I'm telling you. Going, man. I'm excited, man.
Y'all know we like to eat.
Man.
Us fellas over here like to eat.
We ain't no skinny niggas over here.
So
by any stretch of the imagination,
you know that we gonna be in that thing now.
Man, for sure.
You know what? I'm gonna do something, man. I'm feeling in a good mood, man. I'm feeling generous. Let's have a little contest, y'all.
Okay.
Uh-oh. All right, cool. Let's do this. All right. The fellas ain't even know nothing about this, but I'm gonna have a little contest.
Uh-oh.
It's straight from the cuff, right?
Okay.
So I'm gonna need you, if you are listening right now to the podcast.
Right now.
I need you to go to IG. I need you to follow our Instagram page. That's why we're single.
Yep.
I will randomly select one person
that
is a follower of the page.
Okay.
and I will pay for their ticket.
You got to DM us. Brunch, six, make sure you DM us. Let us know you listen to the show and that you're trying to get a brunch ticket.
Right. There it is. So if you are a follower of our Instagram page, I will randomly select one of our followers and then I will actually pay for their ticket to the brunch. So if you're listening to
it. You know what? Let's make it a little bit harder for them.
Let's make it a little bit harder for them.
A little bit harder for them.
Pause.
We said we're not going to do that.
Man. Hey, man.
Later on in the show, how about this? I'm going to say a word. If you hear that word, then that's the ticket. That's the person who will get that ticket. They have to DM us, though.
They have to DM us.
They have to DM us.
Are we doing this for the fellas or is this just for the women? I want to do it for the women. How about you buy a ticket for the dudes?
What? What? No.
Okay. No. Y'all should be working and should be able to pay for your own shit.
Yeah. Right. No.
Okay.
So the word I want to use.
We're not going to tell them yet.
No. No, we might as well.
No. I want them to listen to the show. Don't be trying to get the word in the first 5 minutes.
I'm trying to help.
Hell no.
But how they going to know the word?
Because they got to listen to the whole show.
Oh, then Leon is going to just
drop it. Right. We might just drop it in 20 minutes. We might drop it in 40 minutes.
I don't know the word.
You know what I'm saying? We might drop it at the end. You don't never know. So in order for you to get the word, okay, you got to listen to the whole show. You got to pay attention to the show. And we got an eventful show lined up for you guys. We're going to definitely hit some questions that we left a cliffhanger on last week. We're going to hit those questions. We're going to get into the free game segment.
Free game.
And then we're going to get into the topics of the day. So, without further ado, let's go ahead and jump into these questions that we left this cliffhanger on last week. Now, if you were listening to our show last week, and shout out to everybody that listened to the show, man.
Big ups.
We greatly appreciate y'all, man. Y'all got us over here on cloud nine and shit. Like,
I was low-key surprised. I'm going to be honest.
I was low-key surprised.
Like, because what y'all did for the bonus show compared to this show.
Yeah.
I really feel the love though. Even though we got feedback about, you know, certain things that we say, but once again, as I said what I said, pull up on me, at me, if you got any problems with what I said. Anyway, but I still love y'all.
We still love y'all. Absolutely.
At the end of the day, this is all love. So we appreciate y'all for listening to the bonus show, especially listening to our very first show, like our official show.
Beep, 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 beep.
So I definitely want to thank y'all for that.
I think that's your shit, man.
I think that's your shit.
People low key was like requesting it though. Like you was around. You like, oh, I like when you do the bim, 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 bim.
I wasn't around for that.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah,
around.
I definitely wasn't around for that. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I forgot. The unofficial pool party. That's why we're
the
single.
Yeah.
You had to be there. You definitely had to be there. Shout out to the people who took pictures. Shout out to people who threw up the videos because everybody was getting crazy DMs.
Man, I was like, what? That shit just happened off the cuff. So
it was though. Shout out to everybody who was there though.
So if you were one of the fortunate people that was there and kicked it with us, man, like you know what type of vibe we
did. Side boobs and cheeks, baby.
Literally kicked
what
it.
What
like,
it do, baby?
Five or six hours.
Yo, did.
Just outside going, man.
Low key, I got to the crib, fell asleep on the couch. Like woke up at 1 a.m. I had a salty ass wake up in the morning too, because I had washed my linen. So like I couldn't just like get my ass up off the couch and go to the bed. I had to fucking make up my bed and shit. Like I was mad the motherfucker.
You weren't prepared.
See, I did the right thing that day. I decided not to drink.
Yeah, it's great. Look at you.
We didn't go into that thing expecting to drink.
But that's how, if you've ever been to Dre's, first off, you don't expect to go drink.
You never know.
No, I expect to get fucked up.
And that's what I'm telling you. You never know what to really expect.
Exactly.
Because it could be like, oh, it's like, you come out early, you'd be like, oh, it's two people here.
The next thing you know it,
boom. He's like, damn, it's jumping, lights off. Now we got the motherfucking red lights flowing, or we outside the pool kicking
it. And that's why we single is
bottles
because,
on bottles.
Like. Because we be trying to have wholesome ass events, and then next thing you know, it turned into a whole ass fucking house party.
Everybody
that's
singing,
why I asked a single.
Everybody's singing.
You don't have to call about Usher.
Call love. What else is there to sing?
That's funny,
man.
That is.
It's always a good time, though. Good vibes, man.
But always. Always.
So before we get into it real quick, man, let me just tell you what type of vibe it was. So Dre decides he wants to have this shit. He's like, get to the crib at 2. So, of course, me, I'm on CP time. I get there at 3:30. I walk in the door. I'm the only person there. I'm like, thank God. I brought some White Claw and some Bud Light Orange. Like, okay, just because if it is a little women here, you know what I'm saying? Like, give them a little
drink
fruity.
Something.
Drink a little drink something, right? Wait, you called me. Asked me that I had a Coles for the hook. I said no. As soon as I hung up the phone, 7 women walked into the door. I'm like, oh, this is about to be some bullshit. And they was all like in like swimwear. So I'm like, oh, they getting in the pool this time. Like, this. So I blink. They all go downstairs, go to the pool. I'm like, oh, shit. So we devour the White Claws. We devour the Bud Light Oranges. And then your homeboys come up.
Yeah, it was Patron and Palooza.
Patron, Palooza. How many? 3-4 bottles?
I think it was, might have been 4 or 5.
4 or 5 bottles of Patron?
All I knew was I stayed the fuck away. That's what I did. Because I already knew what was going on.
Work in the
morning
is awesome. Bullshit.
I
like,
was.
We ain't had no work in the morning, man.
I swear, yeah. Sundays just turned into like one of my favorite days.
Absolutely.
You,
and big up to the pizza. Because that was clutch. Number one.
Y'all went through 6 pizzas like in 5 minutes.
Clutch.
Nowhere.
That and the popcorn.
Shout out to the random white dudes that came and started smoking a hookah.
Man.
Right. I was like, where the fuck y'all lips been being, man? I don't want y'all motherfucking time. You know, I don't even want no more hookah, Dre. I'm good, bro. I don't even want no. I'm straight, bro.
Tips, man. You know, like, who the
fuck,
tips.
Why the fuck do like people always like come in like your private space? Like, I'd be damned like if like I didn't know these motherfuckers from a man on the moon and they come up like, hey, bro, like, can I like hit your hookah?
Looked at this man.
Like, at first, I thought he was going to throw his ass in that little pool.
The way he looked at this man, I'm like,
I looked at motherfucker like, who is you? Bruh, like,
man, I'm Mark.
You're right. He's like, I just wanted. But here's what fucked me up, right? So he got the hookah, everything was cool. I get in the pool. I look over, this motherfucker brought his friend over now.
His whole
he
goddamn
brought
friend.
Another motherfucker over here to get the goddamn hookah, man. Come
they
on.
Seen the vibe, man. Man, they like
look
to say
here,
so.
Man. Hey,
but you know what?
Certain people don't have any spatial, I forget the word.
You said certain people?
Yeah,
no,
certain people.
Let's call it space.
Certain people don't have spatial awareness to be like violate motherfuckers' personal space. Mm-hmm. Like
they definitely, the others is definitely for personal mm-hmm. space
like,
violation.
Bro, like we over here having a vibe. You just gonna come over and just wanna put your lips on the hookah.
Thin ass lips.
Like, yeah, man, I just thought I'd seen you guys over here with the hookah. I was like, that's pretty cool. I'm gonna go over there.
Thank you. So shout out to Mark, man.
but first, once again, I always gotta shout out Dre, cause Dre, he know how to have a good ass time. Ever since I met dude, like he's always been like a I ain't gonna say that. It sounds weird. I was about to say I'm not gonna.
I'm
say
fun
it.
As fuck is what he's saying. Period. Poo.
And he cooks, ladies. We was trying to get his ass to fucking cook yesterday. These motherfuckers had fire at that jerk. You had that jerk chicken pasta.
Yes,
dude.
Nigga.
Oh yes, that jerk chicken pasta,
man. Nigga.
Yeah, that shit was fire. I thought I was gonna take some home for lunch. Hey, that shit ain't making the rush hour 3, my nigga. Like that shit didn't make it till midnight.
So y'all gonna have people in my DMs like, when you don't cook?
That shit was hitting. Hey, and my nigga make jerky though.
Right.
And
a jerky.
Hey, he makes the jerky though.
I take pictures. I promote parties. No, I was supposed to
be part. No, a part time stripper. Yeah, part time. But Andy do hell, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I really do all that.
Fans don't know when to bust down today.
I just always, man, I appreciate good people. So when good people come around, I show love. That's exactly what we doing with this brunch. What we doing with the actual release party when we did it. So we trying to make sure that y'all appreciate what we doing.
Yeah,
and just keep supporting because you know what I'm saying. Without y'all support, we ain't gonna be able to keep making it happen.
So, absolutely. Right, one more thing, and then we'll get to this goddamn podcast. We already 13 minutes in.
That's fine.
Speaking of support. We need y'all to come out and support. We trying to bring something different to the city.
Yeah.
We want to bring a different ass vibe.
Yeah.
So when we bring these things, it's different. That's, you know what I'm saying, not your usual, you know what I'm saying, run of the mill ass day party or club party. We need y'all to come out and support. Like, you know, I ain't going to throw no shade at nobody, but I'm tired of fucking white parties already, man. Like, we had 3 white parties before Memorial Day even hit.
I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I don't go to those.
Yeah,
I only went to one. I just went to one.
It's not.
It was like, yeah, and then it was like,
I ain't got no white. And, white pants, trash.
Yeah. And we love everybody. We want everyone to prosper. But sometimes just being in a club is not always the thing.
Absolutely.
And we want to be able to have events, whether it be mine, whether it be Dre's, whether it be DB's, like, we want to be able to provide entertainment outside of the club. We like to have fun.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's just that simple. Like there's been game nights. There's been brunches that's about to come up. There's going to be... So
it's a plethora of things
that's going to be happening.
Pajama parties,
when you see that single logo, know it's going
to
be a vibe.
Or even not even just a single logo. If you see our name attached to it, you already know what it is. It's just that's all you already know. It's going to be.
See anybody,
so we have fun.
Any of us promoting, you like, oh, they going.
It's going
to
be fun.
It ain't that same kind of vibe that you used to in the club. If I'm going to it, it's a kick it. It ain't. I ain't going to say it's a club. It's a kick it.
It's going
to
be. We're going to be kicking it.
All right, y'all.
Hey, get off our high horse. We're on the high horse. We're on the soapbox. We're on all that shit right now.
You know what I'm saying? We're filling ourselves. All right, y'all.
Question.
Y'all didn't come here for all that. Y'all came for what makes our ass single. So let's get on with this show. So last week we left y'all with a little bit of a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
We had my man Leon ask a question from a viewer. Yeah. So we're going to go ahead and let him, you know what I'm saying, get the mic and answer that question. And for those of you that didn't tune in last week, shame on you, motherfuckers. But the question that was proposed to Leon was, what makes you picky?
So I'm gonna give you a long answer, but it's going to be in very short form. Okay.
If that makes any sense.
It makes sense.
Okay.
Because
exactly.
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 So I have been hurt. Okay.
All right.
Listen.
That's cool. Keep it a buck.
And when I was hurt, it had nothing to do with that other person.
Okay.
Yeah, that
had
baggage.
Everything to do with me.
Yeah. All right.
So the reason why I'm picky is because, like, I decided to make decisions that were not in the best interest for me and then for that young lady.
Okay.
When I decided to not be in this relationship with this person, it devastated my fucking world.
Okay.
Just that simple. You feel me? Like, I found out, like, she was doing other things, like... And I real life had a sucker attack.
Mm.
Like, I was, listen, y'all thought Chris Brown was bad. That situation back then, like, I'm glad there was no such thing as social media for real. Like, for real. Like, it wasn't, I ain't gonna say it, like, I ain't put my hands on nobody, but I didn't use my best judgment of character.
Yes.
I just didn't at all.
Okay. So that was like, was that negatively or was it like you felt like you was whipped or what was it?
All of the above, bro. Like, okay. I was like, because as I mentioned before, this female, like, I legit, like, I thought I was going to marry her.
Yeah. Right.
I thought I was going to marry her, bro. Like, I played myself.
So was it like, so this is I kind of went through.
Yeah.
So was it like you already had made that decision in your head that you was going to marry her? Or was it like before y'all even got together, were you like, yo, she the one?
No, it wasn't that. It's just like how things happened throughout our relationship. Like, and I'll tell you this, like, she was really the only girl that I chased.
Gotcha.
Like, I did my research on her. Like, I was like, where she work at? I'm gonna pull up on her, bring her stuff. What you want for lunch?
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna bring that to you.
Exactly.
Like, those type of things. Like, I was able to, I was myself, bro. Like, I mean, I'm always myself when I'm within a relationship, but I was really like, I felt comfortable. I was open. I had no walls up.
No walls.
Vulnerable at the whole time.
Vulnerable. Yeah. Like a motherfucker, though. You feel me?
So now that you have
It's harder for me to allow someone to get to that exact same place because I love.
Right.
Okay. So, and I don't want to feel that hurt again.
Absolutely.
So that's why I'm picky.
So staying on that kind of topic,
yeah.
We also had the fact of vibing.
Yeah, for sure.
You and Darius both kind of said y'all was vibing with somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. Right,
on the first bonus. I don't know if y'all still got the situations going on. Right. But, like, define vibing for the people that was like, what you mean by vibing?
So, great question. So, when it comes to vibing, I feel like it's like you're building a connection. It's not necessarily, like, a sexual connection, or just like it's you just know, bro. It's not, you can't really explain what like how a vibe feel with, because it's person to person.
So as T.I. said, what's understood don't need to be explained.
There it is.
Right.
Okay.
I'll take
okay.
it.
So just between the two of y'all,
yeah, we understand. We have that mutual connection.
We may not like, be dating together right. at this exact moment, but we're building.
We're vibing. So it's not necessarily where it's like I'm mutually exclusive to this one person,
right?
But it's like right. I'm enjoying the fact that I'm getting to know
their
this
presence.
Person. I'm getting their presence. Like, you know what I'm saying? We're talking. We're enjoying each other's conversation.
Right, you know,
especially in this day and age, it's so damn hard to have an actual conversation with people because
it,
people
don't have to talk phone anymore. Or text.
Phone.
See, that's
phone.
Real.
Okay. Phone.
That's
real. Yeah, text. Like, yeah, I the texting, like, nah. Like, I'll if it's a quick message, then yeah, but like, you can't vibe with a person over text.
I'm a true millennial with that shit. So,
so look, though, I'll once again, it's all about transparency, right? I do both.
Yeah, I do both.
So, I'm a person that I will text you.
Prefer text.
Because I am so busy throughout the day. I would rather like just gauge like no what's up whatever
yeah.
But I feel like this, if I text you and you don't respond, what is the purpose of me calling you?
Right.
So I've always been that way.
Yeah, some people just trash their texting though too. So
which is completely fine, but it's still all about open communication, yeah, right? Let's go back. I'm going to take a little step back. I'm not the best at communication. Right. I've never mentioned that. I've never said that. But if I need to get my point across, you definitely going to know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to communicate to the fullest extent. You feel me? To the fullest motherfucking extent.
No.
So, but that's my you know, definition of vibing, just being able to just have like just kind of have your guard freedom. Down.
Right. You're slowly building.
Yep.
I would say you're slowly opening yourself up as well too.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I think there's talking.
Yeah.
And I think there's vibing. And then I think there's, you know what I'm saying, dating.
Which one do you think comes first?
Yeah,
I think vibing maybe first.
I think you talk first. Then you vibe.
Okay.
Because I can meet somebody, let's say I meet somebody out on the street, meet somebody at the club, meet somebody wherever, and I get the number, you know, and we converse a couple of times. I consider that talking.
Okay.
Now, if I feel like, you know, I really enjoy this person's energy,
Then
we vibing. Like,
if that's
on Saturday, we talking Monday, Tuesday, you know, everything cool. Like, if I'm thinking like, man, I really want to talk to her the next week, like, we just have so much fun. I love the, you know what I'm saying, make her laugh. I love her smile. And like, yeah, and we vibing then.
I can dig that.
I'm not necessarily saying we monogamous.
It might be.
But, you know what I'm saying, that's the stage I use between like dating and then getting into like a monogamous relationship.
Yeah. Like, you know, for me, like, mine is more flip flop. Like, yeah. I'm vibing with you first just to get a sense of you. I didn't put out like a lot of stuff to you. Like, I didn't really tell you a lot of things, but we've been in each other's presence. We've been able to like laugh, joke, you know what I'm saying? Just like get to know each other a little bit. I think that's the vibing stage. Then at that point, then once you done vibing, getting to know how that person actually is, then that's when you get to the talking stage.
I'm with you 100% on that.
So forth, so.
I'm that same way because I can vibe with somebody wherever I'm at. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, she was dope. And then, you know what I'm saying, just lose connection with them. Or, you know what I'm saying, you see them out again and you mess around. You vibing, and you're like, all right, you know what? Let me get her number. Let me start talking to her.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. Sometimes it's like you want to see them out in person sometimes.
Yeah,
because it might be on Instagram or something. You be like, she cute or she
might be
nice,
pregnant or something.
Yeah.
She might be pregnant, have a little pudge.
Holler
at me in 9 months. When you get that taken care of first, before you try
but
to
then, you know,
holler at me.
Sometimes you just see it and you like, or you just see her, you just see the way she act around people. Nah, she a weirdo.
For sure.
Like,
yeah,
you know
I've definitely
saying?
Seen
or
that.
Or vice versa for ladies. Cause I know it's some, like, I know this for a fact that y'all be talking shit about men because they do this. They'll be in the club with you. They'll see you the whole damn night.
And not say shit to you.
Not say nothing.
Shit.
When you get home, you got a DM already waiting on you.
Hold on. Let's keep it a buck. We've all done that, right?
I've done that. So
bro.
I'm the social. Fuck.
I'm sociable. Yes, absolutely. But if I really have never gained a connection with you via social media, chances are I'm not going to speak to you in real life.
Okay.
Like, if I've never really, like, we never really had an interaction. I'm saying,
but if you like my stuff and I like your stuff, or
that's different.
If we ever, like, been in the DMs or something like that,
that's different.
I'm talking about those people. I ain't talking about the people like you just follow her and she don't even know who you are.
Okay, got you. Okay.
That's one thing. All right. So no, I'm talking about like,
I ain't never did that shit.
Like, yeah, like that's people be like really be in DMs. Oh, you so beautiful, hard eyes, but then be like, you see
my nigga,
person.
You should just fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, you see him in person, it's like,
that's trash.
Bro, you gotta speak up. You know what I'm saying? You ain't in the game at this point.
That's because that comes to a point where, and I think, like, I've had this conversation with several people, rejection. Yeah. People are always scared of rejection. Sure. People are scared of fucking rejection.
Y'all afraid of rejection?
Hell no.
Okay. I ain't rejected from everything.
I'm not.
Yeah. Like, if I get rejected, everything,
it is what
like,
it is. Like, it is what it is. Like, you
get
100,
no? You're going to get 100 no's before you get
a
yes.
I'm a black man in America. You, how the hell am I scared of rejection?
I went through.
How?
I went through a story with one of my exes in college. I'll tell y'all about that one day, but it led to me. That was the first time I ever experienced rejection, and like it was just some like crazy like that was because your first time like you don't know how to react to it. So me reacting to it, I'll say that for another story. I can't give y'all all the goods, you know. So I got to keep y'all coming back for something. So yeah, so
is that. I know we went on a little bit of tangent. Yeah, was that all the?
I think that was it. What was vibing? Part, you know what,
yeah,
saying?
What was vibing? What picky?
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well then,
we got some other questions. You know what I'm saying? If time allots, that we'll go back to at the end of the show. But right now, we want to go ahead and get into the meat and potatoes of the show.
There it is.
So, fellas,
free game.
You know what it is. It's time for free game. So I'm gonna pass the mic over to Dre.
Oh yeah, free game.
Because Dre got some free game.
Free game.
Ooh,
free game.
Y'all see me dancing? I swear y'all could.
But this nigga really did.
He really did a bad boy take that.
My nigga did the Tigs. That's what he did. Shout out to the homie Tig.
Shout out to the homie Tig.
All right, but go ahead. My bad. Go ahead.
I'm an indie animal. She an indie animal. If y'all seen that video, y'all gonna laugh because that's hilarious.
Who? What?
The indie animal video. Bro, once we get done with the, I'm gonna let y'all see this.
That sounds like some shit that's on Tushy.com.
But nah, man, it's a lot of things going on in the world today.
Okay.
And I think one thing that we should definitely touch topic on is when women say they don't want a man who has hoes.
Define that, please. Right. I need definitions.
Women always say, well, you got too many hoes. I didn't firsthand, heard, seen. All the above.
First off, where are these hoes?
Where they at?
Exactly. Yeah, that's every man's first time. So where they at, though? Like, what's up? And then it's always, well, you got too many of this, you got too many of that. And then, like, they end up with somebody that is the exact same. Or it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how do I prove to a woman I ain't got no hoes? Like,
You really can't, though. Like, what? Like, you want to see my phone? No. You can't. That's number one.
But even if you say that, they'd be like, you probably got them all. Like, what are you talking about?
Because I really feel like that's what women do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they be like, oh, you probably got them saved under another names. First off, no, I don't.
Because, first off, I don't save numbers. That's
because
one.
Well, I do save numbers, but I'm not going to save it under a false name because, like, then
that's
I'm
going to confuse the shit out of me.
I'm going to pick up the shit like, Mark, what's going on, man? You be like, oh, shit, this is Stacy. Like, oh, shit, my bad. Who is Mark? Like, yeah, I ain't about to do that. Like, no. Like, absolutely not. Like, no. Like, I'm not going to go to extra length, like
that's why I don't save numbers. I have to look through the conversations anyway to be like, what is
that's,
y'all?
That's a hard living right there, though.
Hey, but you know what, that. Though? Never mind.
Keep on his P's and Q's.
And do keep on my P's and Q's, though. Right.
But, a drunk night, no sir.
Hey, but listen, drunk nights. My phone cuts off at a certain time anyway. So, it cuts off at any time. Do not disturb every night.
I'm surprised there's still people that don't know how to get through Do Not Disturb on an Apple phone.
Oh, just call twice.
Ding, ding, ding. People will be like,
that's free game.
I didn't know that, guys.
Free game.
I ain't never been in that situation.
Yeah, don't call me after 10, bro. Like,
but no, seriously, though, it's like, who are y'all looking for if a person doesn't have someone that's interested? If you got a guy that's like nobody wants, y'all not even gonna want him. Y'all gonna be like,
right,
nobody wants this nigga. Yeah, like, who is this cornball?
What do I see in him? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we gotta get out that mindset or like,
for sure.
Please stop. You got too many hoes, you got too many this. If I have female friends, I have female friends.
Facts.
Like, if you can't sit up here and tell me who I'm messing with, what I'm doing, then relax. It is what it is.
Like, if you don't have first-hand account, you can't really you can't really discuss it.
Y'all just be in your own way sometimes, and I'm telling you to move.
Are they blocking their blessings?
Yeah.
Because we the prize.
It don't cost much to pay attention.
We the prize.
Hello. You know what I'm saying? All right. Real quick, before we go into a commercial break, I got some free game for y'all this week, man.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So, fellas, I'm going to need y'all to go ahead, and I'm going to need y'all to start respecting our beautiful women's boundaries, man. I had a conversation with a young lady this weekend, and she's not the hugging type. You know, like, you know, she's like, you know, we can talk and everything like that, but like, I'm not the hugging type. So, you know, she does like public events and things like that. So, you know, when you see your guy, you know, you clap him up, you dap him up, might give him a little one shoulder hug, right. You know what I'm saying? What's up, little shoulder touch. It is like that. But like, when it comes to like women, like, she feels as though like when she like tries to introduce herself and shake hands, dudes be like, oh, I'm a hugger. You know what I'm saying? And then when she tells them,
that sounds real.
Niggas
creepy.
Ain't been a hugger their whole life. Now they want to be a hugger.
But here's the fucked up part. More about it is that when she says, "Well, I'm not a hugger," they come out and be like, "Oh, well," and still like invade her personal space and
super
still
creepy.
Fucking hug her. Like, and it's just like, whoa, like, pump your motherfucking brakes. Like, you know what I'm saying? And so it's just about respecting each other's boundaries, man.
Facts.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got to be able to, you know what I'm saying, be able to have a conversation with somebody. And if somebody tells you that they don't want some shit just because you want to be a man, or just because, you know what I'm saying, you want to, you know, assert your dominance, or whatever the fuck reason you doing it for, whatever fuckboy shit you doing it for. Like, if somebody tell you that they don't like some shit, don't do the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm with you 100%. And I just seen, like you said, too many times where it's like, dudes try to put their arms around females duck the whole arm, go under it, like, make it move. You like, bruh, she don't want to be touched. Like, what don't you see, bruh? And it's like, sometimes just persistent, just keep trying and trying and trying. I think it's funny. It's like,
yeah, that's not
relax.
That ain't like, cool, bruh. Like, you can't. You,
club, like, setting or wherever. Like, it's, you got to relax.
It's too much shit going on in this world when it comes to male and female interaction. Now, I don't want that to be an excuse or anything like that, but we need to know how to move without looking like a fucking Harvey Weinstein.
Right. Hashtag me too. We gotta
We don't need that.
You gotta be able to learn how to move, you know what I'm saying, and respect people's boundaries. You know
Fact.
What I'm saying?
That's as simple as that. It's just that simple.
If a young lady say, "I'm not a hugger," like, don't press her to fucking hug. Like,
I mean, I'm gonna hit you with the salute every time. Right. What up, baby girl?
But here's the crazy part about it, because I hit her with the salute, and she came up to me later today. She's like, "Are we beefing?" I was like, "Absolutely not. We're not beefing. But you told me that you own, you know what I'm saying, you ain't with the touchy feely, so I'm gonna hit you with the salute.
Yeah. Well,
I'm gonna hit you with the pound. You know what I'm saying? Or what up, though?
Like, hit it with the peace sign. Like,
right.
I'm cool. I'm good for that one. From what I'm told, I'm an old cool ass nigga. I don't understand where that came from.
Nigga, do you not see how you dress, my nigga? Nigga,
I'm just a regular ass nigga that live here.
And everybody in Columbus, Ohio, know that's a motherfucking lie.
But look, though, I hit a nigga with a peace sign real fast. Like, what up, though? Like, what's good? How you doing? Like, keep it pushing. Like, and that's it.
Oh, so. Shit. So, I think that's going to be enough free game for him. We got to slay his
free game.
We definitely
got to be a little safe. Save a little something for him for next week, man. I got to keep y'all coming in. So, I think I'm going to drop this right now since we about to go to commercial break. Ooh. Hey, Leon, why don't you give him that secret word?
Single.
And that is your secret word. So, we need you to DM us on Instagram.
No, DM me. Ellie to the ON. Because, listen.
Oh, fuck, and I'm giving a ticket.
Hold on. That's fine. We can make sure, because I want to make sure that they actually listening, though.
Okay.
Because you haven't really given out your Instagram shit like that.
I really haven't.
You really haven't. So that's not starting now.
This nigga Dre. Right. This nigga Dre fucking slurping on fucking on fucking mic and shit.
God damn, bro.
Shit loud.
It was this strong.
All right. But yeah, the word of the day, or the word of the time to get this motherfucking ticket from my nigga DB, is single. I'm about to make it harder for your ass, because I said it earlier in the show, and I kind of low-key, I kind of hinted towards it, what the fucking word was going to be.
Right.
I need y'all to tell me when I said it. I need times.
shit, I don't even know the fucking time.
That's fine. All right,
cool. Yeah. All right, cool. So, yeah, so.
I need times. That's what it is. So we know.
So, just for clarification and I'm gonna
help,
purposes.
I'll, matter of fact, I'll help out DB with that, too. Okay.
So, just for clarification purposes, mm-hmm. in order for you to qualify for this free ticket to the Issa brunch, we need you to DM L-E to the O-N. On his Instagram page.
Instagram
the
page.
The word single.
Single. And we need the time.
We need to know what time it was said on this podcast. Yep. That will then qualify you for a chance to win this free ticket to Issa brunch.
Yep.
And am I feeling generous?
Uh-oh.
You know what? Let's up the fucking ante.
Bing, 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 bing.
There it is. Let's up the fucking.
I hear it.
Not only will I pay for you a fucking ticket to get in.
You gonna get no mimosas though.
Yes, I am.
You ain't gonna do that.
Yes, I am.
Do it for the vibe.
I'm getting your ass some mimosas there it too. Is. How about
See,
that?
Look,
so
look,
your first bottle of champagne.
Look.
And your ticket to get into It's a Brunch is on me.
Females only.
It's on women me, only. Baby. Women,
and women the thing only. Is, I said it twice. So if you get either one of those, either one.
No, they got to do both.
Oh, they got to do both?
I'm giving two things out. They got to get both. You got to do both.
You got to do both.
So or y'all can just jump in my DMs with y'all phone number and we can talk.
Huh? Hey, look, but you can't be pregnant.
It is selfish, nigga. Go again.
But you can't be pregnant.
But you can't be pregnant,
make
though.
Make sure y'all listen up. Y'all get the timestamps down.
Yep.
Y'all DM Leon. Make sure y'all got that all together. And we're going to get y'all a whole bottle of champagne.
And
a free ticket, which includes food to the brunch. So pull up on us.
Pull up on me.
And with that note, we gonna take a quick little commercial break. Hear a word from our sponsor, and then we gonna come back with a topic for the day. If you follow us on our Instagram page, you already know what that topic is about to be about. But if you don't,
so amazing.
If you don't, you about to find out.
There it is.
And there it is. We'll be right back.
A wise man once said, "How do we change the world? One random act of kindness at a time." Well, take this as these guys' random act. Or are they randomly acting a fool? Anyway, here's DB, L-E to the O-N, and Dre Tyson on the That's Why We're Single podcast. Remember, it don't cost much to pay attention.
And we're back. Trey, you was a nasty motherfucker.
I crack my whole back.
Like, I looked, I said, like, what the fuck was that?
We waiting for the cue to come in and shit, nigga. I'm like,
the fuck?
That's how my mouth open, nigga. Like,
like crushed lettuce.
Right.
I need to go to the chiropractor, man.
God damn, man. So, once again, the fellas are back with That's Why We're Single. Dre, you posted this question back on the 11th of January on your
Thomas Flom,
personal
Thomas Flom.
Your personal Instagram page. You want to shout that out real quick?
Exactly. No. DRA period Tyson. You know what I'm saying? Dre, DRA period TYSON. That's my IG page. Follow me, like me, do all that.
All right. So what he just said.
Right.
Yep.
Cool.
So
yeah.
So you posted this on your page a couple of weeks ago, and you got some crazy response, man, from both men, from both women, young, old, and in between. You know what I'm saying? So
at the same time.
we definitely decided that we wanted to bring this on as our topic of the week and discuss this amongst the fellas. So the question is, do you believe in sex on the first date? Why or why not? Dre, since you were the one that posed this question,
I feel like you have an answer.
I feel like you should be the one that kicks this off.
That old five, I beat the fifth. No, I was playing.
Right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Fifth.
Anything you say after that?
Fifth. No. I definitely think, I believe in it. I ain't going to say I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more of the see where it go with the flow, run with it.
Right, right, right.
The vibe there, we rocking, you know what I'm saying? It leads to wherever it goes. Mm-hmm. That's that. At the end of the day, it's going to be whatever we decide it's going to be. So if that's all it is, then that's all it is. I hate when people say, well, I don't want to make our relationship based on that. How are you basing it on that? When you start to because you don't ever know when someone's true intention.
Absolutely. Right.
So when you start to put a cap on it,
right,
and you say, okay, well, 90 days. Okay, so what if I say, okay, I can get this in 90 days. On the 91st day, if she don't let me do it, I'm out.
I'm out. See ya.
You know what I'm saying? So it to me, I'm just like,
I hate ultimatums. Right.
Yeah, you know
I agree.
What I'm saying? Like,
I
you
agree.
Can't make me do something. You know what I'm saying? So let's just let life happen. I think we put too many rules and boundaries on life to where we should just let it live. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We shouldn't regret nothing. Everything that you, any decision that you make, you know what you got to do, what you got to live with.
Yeah.
So on the first night, if that's what y'all want to do, y'all both grown, hey, make it happen. If y'all want to be like, you know what, I think maybe we should both wait. Make that happen. But at the end of the day, I just think that we just got to make the decision that's best for you.
I got it.
That's me.
I get it.
So, what about you?
So, I'm going to ask y'all this question.
You're going to ask a question with a question?
Yeah, I'm actually definitely going to do this shit. When's the last time you test drove a car before buying it? When's the last time you bought a car before test driving
somebody
it?
Somebody else said that in the DMs. Too.
I'm just asking.
No, you got to test drive.
You got to test drive the shit before, like, to see if you actually like it, right? First off, don't segregate my sex. Don't do that.
Don't tell me when it is.
Don't tell me when I can have sex with you. Like, that sound real creepy and real Bill Cosby-ish. I'm not Bill Cosby, number one.
Okay.
Because Darius gave me that look like, nigga. Like, talk about your Me Too moment. Harvey.
I'm sitting over here like, you don't say.
But my thing is this. Like, sex on the first date, sex on the second date, sex on the fucking 90th date. At the end of the day, it's going to happen. Like, once again, it gets back to what we said earlier. Are we vibing? Like, did this shit, like, if we vibe to the point where it's like, all right, we have sexual chemistry, then guess what?
It is what it is.
It's going to happen. Like, we all grown, man. Like, I'm grown as fuck. You grown as fuck. All right? I put my P in your V.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Y'all got to count all them bodies that y'all get on the first night, too. I don't care if y'all be.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, that's still going toward the body bodies.
Absolutely. We know y'all be trying to raise bodies.
We're trying to raise bodies.
I mean, but that's what it is, though. Like,
no, I feel that.
Like, I'm not test driving I'm not buying a car before I test drive it, dog. Just that simple.
All right. So, my thing is.
My nigga waiting.
Because I've been bad though. I've just literally been.
But you gonna get these jokes though. It ain't bad, but you gonna get these jokes, nigga.
Go ahead and get these jokes, right. My nigga. Hurry up.
Like, I've been on both sides. Like, I'm still teetering. Like,
right.
Me, honestly, like you say, like we both grown and shit. You know, I don't give no fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? Your body count is your body count. Just as long as you clean when you come to the table.
There it is.
You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Like, that's all I care about.
USDA.
But at the same time, I'm just like,
he said,
damn.
He eat butt. That's what he said. That's what I heard.
He
said, I eat butt. That's what I heard.
And you out here acting totally different.
I'm acting brand new.
Brand new, boy.
Hey, you a Paul.
That's why you single.
Hey,
that's why you single.
That's why I'm single. Because I don't eat butt.
I don't eat butt. Maybe that's why I'm single.
Yeah. I don't know where that came from. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
So maybe let me preface it this way. However. However, comma.
Hey, Dre was like, I'm not a part of this fucking conversation right now.
However, comma. I always feel like if you was easy to give it up for me, like what other dudes you was easy to give it up with?
Ain't none of my friends' business.
But it's, I know, that's what I'm saying. Why you worry about them niggas, bro?
I don't know. It's a small little ego stroke. That's all, man. Like,
hey, listen.
What it do, baby?
Listen.
Because look, here's the thing. I've had relationships where, you know what I'm saying, I've hit on the first night and we've been together for some time.
Yeah.
And I've had relationships where, you know what I'm saying, I didn't hit until like maybe like a month, 6 weeks later. Actually longer than that. Let me stop lying. And you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Like,
what was the longest that you waited? If you don't mind me.
I gotta think on that one. I would say like 6 months.
6 months?
6 months. 6-7 exactly. months, actually.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yours is 6 months, too?
Exactly.
Mine was like 30 days.
So you're an actual.
Y'all was dating?
Right. No, like, I mean, like, it just, but once again, it gets down to the vibing situation. Oh, yeah. So it's like, if I'm not gonna say like the mood was set, like it's just like we were just like, all right, cool. Like at this point,
it was just like it ain't nothing to it, but happened, to do it. Right? Yeah, like it happened. Make it do what it do.
That's all. You feel that?
It just like all depends. Said, yeah, it though. Just
timing got to be right. It got to be the right. You know what I'm saying? Vibe. It might even be the date. You know what I'm saying? The date could be y'all. Somewhere completely out the way. Like, I ain't finna go back to her house. She ain't go back to my house.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And as you know it, y'all back at each other's house. Right. One each other's house. Yeah, so. That definitely happened to me before. I promise you.
Facts.
We was out shopping. Mm-hmm. And it was a girl I never had the intentions to do anything with. Mm-hmm. And then we went out. She was coming. So, let's go lunch. Cool. No problem. Woo. We did what we did. Ate. Went back to her crib. And next you know it, like,
cram!
Hey, that shit is so funny, right, though. Hey, that shit is so funny, though.
Cram.
That shit. Hey, but hey.
Get every piece of this.
Listen, you want to know a funny story about this, though? Why did her ex-boyfriend come knocking on her door like that exact same day?
I don't think I ever had no boyfriend scares, for real.
It's her ex, though.
I know, but still, you know, nigga.
Yeah, but like. Like, I was low-key shook, though. Like, I was like, whoa. Like, she butt-ass naked on that bed. And I'm just like.
That make it hot. Like, yeah, whoa. Like,
at that point, I was just like, all right, yeah, I got to go.
You from Detroit, so you thought niggas setting you up. I know.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah.
Is that your craziest story? Like, craziest, like, ex story?
Craziest ex story?
Yeah.
Probably not. I had to think on shit. Like,
because when you said that reminded me of this situation I had back in college where. I was talking to this lady, this young girl, and like she went to a college that was like 90 minutes away.
Ooh.
Right. So drove down there. I was on some straight Forrest Gump shit. I ain't even, you know what I'm saying, stab or whatever. I just went down there just to kick
I'm a
it
nice
shit,
guy.
Right? Yeah, nice guy shit. Nice guys finish last. I keep telling y'all that. I've learned that lesson the hard
some
way.
Dog in you, boy.
Right. So I'm sitting there, you know what I'm saying, and go back to the crib, drive 90 minutes, get back to the crib. Her ex-girlfriend calls me like, you need to stop fucking around. She's just only with you because I'm, you know what I'm saying, made her mad. I was like, bitch, Clint. Like, you about it.
Actually, I do have one. I do. And I just thought about it. I was younger. And at this point, I wasn't sexually active at this point. So. But it was to this point where I got one too.
But it was so it's bull.
So I went to this chick's house. Me and my homeboys. My homeboy was going over there to hit.
Right.
He was ready, active. Right. Like he was game. Baby girl was not feeling him whatsoever. So she pulled me to her room. Right.
Oh.
So she like, "What's good?"
The old switcheroo, huh?
Right. So. We lay on the bed, we talking, whatever. So she, you know, then she start performing.
The oom-bop.
She start performing, you feel me?
Sloppy toppy.
Right.
Okay.
Then her parents come home.
Oh, shit. Shit, you was on some Boys in the Hood type shit.
Listen. but it's, remember, it's me and my homie.
Yeah.
Her parents pull up, so we both got to be in this bedroom at the same time.
Yeah.
After I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, you feel me?
Crazy.
My nigga, when I tell you, Boys in the Hood was like he, my nigga jumped out the window. My nigga, I jumped out the motherfucking window. When I tell you, I'm talking about, I like, Trey Songz about to dive in. I dove right out that motherfucker.
About to dive in.
Out that motherfucking window. That's what I did.
I ain't never had nobody, like, no boyfriend or ex-boyfriend scared, like nobody ever pulled up like that. I did have a parent though. Got out of school early, thought, you know what I'm saying, for to make this
do what you did, you know what I'm
to make this happen. I think she might have already even been on punishment. She was in trouble already. She's a hot ass, I guess. So pull up over there, you know what I'm saying, we just sitting there talking, vibing. And then, you know what I'm saying, I remember I had on a Dominique Wilkins jersey. I took the jersey.
Hold on. Was it the Hawks?
The Hawks or the red with the okay, yellow.
I know you're talking about
human highlight.
I'm about to say, because I know all the teams he played for. I'm a sports nigga. Yeah, don't worry about that.
So, I think we up there. I think our sister was downstairs. You know what I'm saying? We up there, you know, just kicking it. I took my jersey off, took my shoes off. I'm in the bed. We up there fucking around. Next thing I know, we just hear some foot. I'm like, oh, it's by her sister. Stepdad walked in the room. Like, what's going on?
What?
Shoot.
We chilling.
I'm going to put my shoes on.
we vibing.
Get my jersey. Get my jersey on. Right. Yeah. So, yeah, I got up out of there, bro. Like, it's so weird because you're like, you knew. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you knew your people was coming home. Like, why you ain't let me know? So, went there, went to open gym at school. Once that happened, and it was over with, I don't think I ever talked to her again.
See, that's why we single, because y'all ain't shit. Y'all,
you know the crazy thing is?
Trap our ass.
Like, the nigga that, like, I'm cool with him still, but it was just like, we had a conversation about it. Like, afterwards, I was like, damn, bruh. Like, she wasn't really fucking with you, was she? he was like, why you say that? I said,
she ain't let you cram. Right.
I was like,
you got that motherfucking sloppy toppy shit. You know what I'm saying?
I was like, I tell you, her mouth does right. And he just looked at me like, what? Yeah. He said, that's why you was up there that long?
Like, what the fuck else was we doing?
Get the two-arm jerky.
What the
turkey.
Fuck else was we doing? I mean, putting the puzzle together.
You feel me?
Crocheting.
My nigga, when I tell you I laid on the side of her fucking bed, like, it was her bed and it was her fucking window. Her fucking parents came. My nigga, oh, we went, man, from.
Bruh.
I've never moved that fast ever in my life.
You gotta get out.
And nigga, we was on bicycles though, so it was like, so it wasn't like, it wasn't like, well, nigga,
you
was driving
the first part.
Yeah, no, nigga, we was on, nigga, yeah. We rolled our bikes over to the crib. This is back.
Was
in the,
was that in front of the house? I'd have popped both you niggas' chains.
Hey, but like it was
y'all
it was
ain't going no motherfucking where.
Nigga, we was on bicycles, man. My nigga. I remember that shit. Shout out to my nigga Aaron, man. Like, I had to get that nigga shout out. Shout out to my nigga Aaron, man. Well, I ain't gonna tell you the girl's name, but
yeah, please.
He know who it
is. Please
though.
We don't want to mention any names.
No, fuck that. Say that. No.
Shit, life. This world is too fucking small. Like,
well, I mean, she live in Detroit, bro. Like, y'all niggas not gonna know her, but
well, shit, Detroit is our, like, I mean, Michigan is our, like, second largest audience.
Hey, what up, though? No.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit, then. Never mind.
You listening, what's up, baby?
Right.
What it do, baby?
What it do, baby?
Chicago, y'all step out. That two hand twisty jerky got any better. What's up, baby?
Right, Chicago, y'all gotta do fucking better.
I couldn't even say this shit. This motherfucker talking about the
I'm over your shit right. Over there. Bop, you hear me?
Hey, we motherfucking name this episode Mbop, nigga.
I'll take you some of that Mbop. So you like Mbop, Mbop, Mbop,
I think I'm a quit. You know what I think I'm a
what? Just fucking just happened there. Fuck.
What's that? Yay, yay. Yo, you know what happened that? Yay, yay.
Yo, he definitely got hit with the
hit him with the
and let me know when you oh. Oh, my bad.
I'm yo, we just tripping right
I'm
now.
Legitimately in fucking tears right now, man.
The person thinking Dre started fucking Hanson and shit. Right. Bro, what's wrong with you, man?
You know I'm gonna do to that shit though. I'm gonna put the Orlando Brown when he was singing Oombop. I'm gonna put that shit.
Hey, Dre, low key.
Don't do that.
All right,
don't do that. My mom listens to this sometimes.
Shout out to Miss Tyson.
Right.
What up,
Miss Tyson?
What it do, baby?
Right. Man, but anyway, so we'll go back to what we was talking
right.
about.
Right. Ain't nothing like motherfucking nigga dude got caught when he's like, let's get back to the subject. Yeah, back to the topic at hand. So we was talking about
sex on the first motherfucking
sex
day.
So now I had a lot of different responses though, man. It was crazy.
What, like, what was your craziest?
Why don't you go through some?
Like, I would say this though, like, I think men, we overthink it because women was like all about it. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of them that was like, I'm cool with it. I'm messing with it.
But the thing is, though, it's all, once again, like, I feel like, once again, like, we started off the show talking about vibing, things like that. I think it's all based off of vibe. Right. Because vibe can be also, it can be also be calculated as being chemistry at the same time, too.
So this is the one that got a lot of pushback, and you know who you are. Basically, the question was, do you believe in sex on the first date? Why or why not? They responded, if I have sex with someone on the first date, we in a relationship.
What?
What?
That ain't how this works, baby.
No.
None of this works.
Who?
No.
I didn't even ask no names, but.
Was that a female?
Yes. That ain't how this works.
Well, hold on. Let me take a step back.
You both know her.
I'm not going to say
it. Oh, really, huh?
Was that a young lady? Because I definitely got backlash for saying female. Because
I ain't about to let me know, because I ain't about to fall for that banana in the tail fight. Next thing you know, I wake up and she, you know what I'm saying, rubbing my forehead like,
man, what's kissy, up, daddy?
Right, so where we going today?
You about to get this motherfucking for those who watch Desus and Mero, you know they got a thing for pogos, like that's like you can Uber a pogo now.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, you can go ahead and grab this motherfucking pogo and I'll go and pay for that shit.
Uber outside.
Yeah, like your Lyft. Yeah. Matter of fact, it's a motherfucking Coda.
She'll be in the nigga kitchen like Brandy on Thin Line Between Love and Hate.
Oh, hell no. Hey, but first off, Lynn Winfield was fine as fuck in that movie.
Fuck.
What up, Lynn Winfield, baby?
There you go. Give her a shout out.
You feel me?
So, J Lo, what's up? Huh? I thought we was doing that. I thought we was going for the. Okay, never mind.
Absolutely not.
Dre, all right, go ahead, Dre.
It's your world, man.
So the next one was keep it in your pants. If the date is fire, you will have many more.
Okay, that sounds boring.
You're not finna hold my penis hostage. Like, I'm sorry. Like,
that sounds boring as fuck.
Right. Like, if you get many more, no, we don't. Like, I might find you boring and be like, yeah, well, try again. Like,
I mean,
oh, though, this was the wild one. I think somebody trolling me though. Like,
okay,
because they ain't got no motherfucking no picture, no nothing, like no post.
They got you from the burner account. They got you from that Kevin Durant burner account.
Bruh, they said nope because black men be having HPV and herpes and condoms break.
Whoa, first off, who hurt you?
First off,
I've heard off who burnt you.
Wait a minute, can men get? I don't know. Never mind. I don't know.
Like, HPV?
Yeah.
I think we can pass it. I don't know if we actually.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think men can actually. I think we have the trait. That's what I believe.
I don't want to comment on it because I'm ignorant of the situation. I just know that I'm clean, tested, and I use protection. So
we got
what Google's for, baby.
And then we also had to. I had to tell him, like, bro, you got to chill. What's crazy, he said, what's crazy is us men want to hit certain girls fast, but if we do, we don't be into them after. Yes and no.
Cause I mean, like Leon said, man, like I got a test drive, you know what I'm saying? But if I test drive and the car ain't riding smooth, you know what I'm saying? Man. I don't like the ride, then I'm like,
ooh,
yeah.
Speaking of that.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Them bad, oof.
What?
Them bad experiences be bad experiences, bro.
Oh, my God.
Like, like, ain't no in between. Like,
yeah, right. And it ain't hard, like, it ain't hard to not have a bad
experience. I couldn't even imagine. Let's say, like.
Bad experience was true.
Hold on, let me get it right here. So let's say, like, okay, we do wait whatever time they want to wait. And you in love with her now, and then you find out it's trash.
Nah, at that point, you got to work with it. You got to do what you got to do.
Well, you can't work with it. Like,
you
what?
Got to.
Like,
no.
You
got to
teach her.
No, you got to teach her.
It can be more than just.
Listen, man. Have you seen motherfucking Last Dragon? Nigga, show me some moves. Right. Nigga, she about to get all these moves.
Teach me some moves.
No, I feel like it's a lot more work than what you.
She has to be willing to hear
from down the street.
That's a fact. She has to be willing.
She got to be willing to be like, she okay, I want to learn days. What makes you happy. Man, look here, man. Look here. I did that when I was 10 years old. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
I ain't about to grown ass man. Like, at this point, man, I'm dating to fucking start a family or some shit. You feel me? Like,
I feel happy.
I ain't about to be.
Sex still going. It's a driver though, bro.
So fam, it's definitely a driver. But at the same, I'm not finna wait no fucking 90 days though, dog. I'm sorry, man. Yeah. Call me a dog. You ain't shit. But like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not waiting no goddamn 90 days, man. That shit's got to be fucking. We got to be fucking like having the best amazing conversation, because the thing is we both are in our fucking sexual primes. Like, I'm not finna deal with nobody that ain't fucking. Like, there's gonna be fucking attraction. There's gonna be fucking like
fucking.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
He knows what's happening. He knows what it was.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the fucking chemistry is gonna be there. The fucking tension is gonna be there. Like, I'm not finna fucking not like act like it ain't there and just be like for 90 days. Like, oh, you fuck around and we be FaceTiming each other. Like, shit. Like, you ain't finna be at my motherfucking crib and just, oh, I'm at your crib and shit. So, and like,
So I did find similar information about the HPV.
Going back to that.
We didn't want to sound ignorant.
Right, of course.
So
I got 3 degrees.
Selfish.
That's what you need to know.
What?
Who is this nigga?
Yeah. I got to be
a mic off. Your mic working? Cut your shit off. Fuck.
So HPV can happen to men, but it looks like it's more prominent within the within the gay sector. Homosexual doing and things like that. 17 times more higher for sexually active gay and bisexual men than it is for men who have women. So, I mean, have sex with women. So it is a possibility for men to get HPV, but it's not a high percentage. So, but okay. I just want this out. We just wanted to sound a little bit smart.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And that was our knowledge check by L E to the O N.
There it is.
All right, so to wrap this up right here.
Okay.
I say yes. I'm for the sex on the first date. If it happens, it happens. But I'm also, if I'm vibing, we cool, I'm not forcing it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't the nigga that's gonna be like, yo, come over to my crib. Yo, you know what I'm saying? Once we get done, you try to go to my crib. Like, yeah, we probably go to your crib after this.
Yeah, that sounds thirsty.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Desperate.
Let it flow, you know what I'm saying? She'll tell you, her body will tell you where you want to go.
You did there. You probably didn't know what you did there, but I see what you did there.
You know what I'm putting down?
Yeah, you know. Shout out to the flow.
But what's your thoughts on that, Leon? Like, where you go with that?
I responded to your comment.
Mm-hmm.
I was the one, and I'll put it out there. I don't care. I don't give a fuck because y'all gonna have to at me because I don't give a fuck. Do not segregate my motherfucking sex. We're gonna have sex on the first date. It could happen on the second date, on the third, on the fourth. It can happen. It's just like, just do not put a time frame on when you're allowing your body to be pleasured.
Right. Don't put no time frame on that penetration.
Don't.
What you're saying.
Because if it happens, it happens.
But Darius, you are more in the
I'm teeter tottering.
Really...
Tomorrow I might wake up and be like, what the hell is that? You know what I'm saying? Like,
but the good thing is we got the right to do that. You know
absolutely.
What I'm saying?
Absolutely. Moment, for sure.
But that's something I think that we don't get to express enough of. Like, people always try to make it seem like you gonna only have one decision. Man, you can, like you said, you can wake up tomorrow and be like, you know what?
You're right.
I don't want to get married no more.
You're right.
You got that ability. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I still want to be single. You feel me?
I don't believe in that. And you're like, damn, like, I had that happen to me. And, like, people was really at my neck. Like, what you mean? Like, I'm just going through a phase. Like, what is marriage? Like, what really defines you to make you just say you want to get married? So, like, let me find out for myself.
Right.
But, like, we don't give people that opportunity to do that. It's always, once I said that, people was, like, cutting me off. Like, nah, nigga, you. Like, nah, like, I just need some time to see. You know what I'm saying? It's like, on your end, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you may be like, hey, that first date, it's on. Or other times you're like, nah, you know, it's a little different. You know what I mean?
Right, it might be a little different.
Facts.
So that's something that I just see all the time. But I think we might have a couple more questions we could probably get into.
Let's squeeze a couple more in because we're running out of time. There's going to be some just quick fire first thing on your mind topic. So we're going to hit with some questions real quick. Was these viewer questions or
these were just a couple questions that I had came up with. I was gonna put on my IG story.
So okay, so got you. So this first question is from Dre Tyson in Lima, Ohio, who asked
Lima.
I don't know where he was about to go.
Right.
He said I didn't know. Yeah, I was like, what?
Go ahead, put that Price is Right want right here.
There it is.
Got it. All right, cool. So, should women stop accepting drinks from men that they are not interested in?
Yes.
No.
In the middle. I think why I say that is because it's like some men just value, like, think that once they buy a drink, it's supposed to lead to something else. But also, women has to.
They have to know when.
Stop leading that situation on.
Absolutely.
So,
because that's when aggressive situations happen.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
That's just my personal
opinion. I get you on that one. I definitely agree on that. But I'm just saying, there's a sucker born every minute. So okay, you know what I'm saying. If
ta-da.
Right, so if a motherfucker wants to buy you a drink And you know what I'm saying? You be like, all right, cool. Oh, hey, my girl's calling me, like, gotta go. Like, it is what it is. Like, shit. Yeah. I mean, shit, I buy drinks for, you know what I'm saying, for y'all niggas all the time. Like, shit.
But they,
right. Now, I ain't expecting y'all niggas to buy it back. I'm not saying, I'm not going there. But I'm saying, I ain't expecting y'all, you know what I'm saying, if I buy y'all a drink, I ain't expecting, you know what I'm saying, run the shop back. I'm like, yo, drinking is what it is. Like, shit, have a good time. Like, so shit. Like.
So, with that, okay, let's say a chick, I did see this on, I think, Twitter or IG, she has four friends with her. So at that point, who you buying a drink for? You buy a drink for just her, or you buying for the whole group?
Just her.
I'm not trying to. So I've been in that situation. You buy the drink for her and her best friend.
You leave the other three. You gonna just leave them?
Hell no.
Because you know what? Chances are them other ones, they're not really. They tag along.
Associate. So how do you know the best friend from the tag along?
You know. You know when you know.
The more you know.
Yeah. Okay. You know when you know. Like, you can always tell who that one friend is. That's always.
I would say just for the chick that you interested in, because at that point, that's going to let me know who she is and who she's around anyway.
Yeah, for sure.
Because if I buy you a drink and you like, you ain't going to get my friends in, and you walk off and you mad or something.
I'm like, all right, cool.
I ain't going to do that anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me make this connection with you first, and then we can see if I want to take that route and be like, oh, okay, you cool, your friends, what y'all want?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why I say I usually do it because I would ask that question, like who you with? Like, I'm going to ask you that. Up front, like, who you with? And be like, oh, I'm just with my girls. Like, who your girls? And then she pointed, like, they usually point them out. Right, like, all right, tell your friend to come over here. Like, I'm an emphasis friend one. bring her over here.
Man, you gonna say friend? She gonna hear friends?
Nah, I know how to enunciate.
You'll send them back. You'll send another one back.
So all five of them come over. You send them back.
Not you, you good. My bad, sweetheart. I ain't want
right,
you.
Right, man.
She never would have made it.
Go ahead. You know you want to.
Never would have made it.
See? That's why I did it.
Right.
See? Listen.
Right. I was doing some cute that shit up. Perfect. I even knew. We all looked over
never.
Like. Right.
I knew what the hell was happening.
Right. You know, I mean, I'm with that, though. It's just.
It's a good gesture, though.
Yeah.
Because you always. Listen, you. Hey.
But drinks be like $10.
Hey, that's why it all depends on where the fuck you at. Man, you feel me? Like, now, if you chill at our bar or something like that, you feel me? You may be able to get.
You might be able to get the $5, $6, or $7 holler.
You feel
brought
me?
Brought to you by our bar, $8.90.
Hey, that's funny,
right? But you know, I feel that because when you start talking like, I get five drinks. That's, you know what I'm saying, with tip. $45, $50.
Yeah,
right,
what are you drinking in fucking Chicago?
I'm just saying, like, that's not too bad.
$50 for five drinks? I'm sorry,
with tip,
I'm spoiled.
With tip.
Okay, I'm spoiled. Tip. I'm spoiled.
Yeah, with tip and everything. But you talking about I get five drinks and it's $75?
Never would have made it.
Now we in a different ball game.
Definitely.
Like, what the fuck are they getting? Like,
like you can
get some fucking.
I'm saying, like for example,
Forno ass.
One bar on High Street.
I know. Yeah, said
know,
bar.
Yeah, you go there. You know, it's
fancy ass margaritas
cocktail,
and shit.
You know,
you'd be like, what? Like,
no, I'm not trying to do that right now. You know, not for the whole group.
Right.
I mean, I got you then. At that point, I got you.
But you can come to our bar.
You feel me?
890 Oak Street.
For us. Us.
You come to our bar, get this $5, $6, $7 holla, control the jukebox, you know what I'm saying? Get this little jukebox and watch, you know what I'm saying, some games or whatever you want to in the lounge area.
You feel me?
You know what I'm saying?
You might even know the manager.
You know what I'm saying?
I got one more. This is just a something I found on Twitter, man. I just want your opinion on it.
Oh, shit.
All right. So the tweet says, saying you don't suck dick is like telling a job you don't work weekends or holidays. That's cool, but we're looking for someone that does.
I mean,
I mean,
I didn't hear a lie.
Where's the lie? Like,
where was that lie at, sir? Sir? Ma'am? You don't want a holiday?
I'm gonna try to convince you that, you know what I'm saying, working these weekends might be beneficial for your career this holiday, the long term.
This holiday gonna get you double time pay, you feel me?
But if you choose not to work these holidays, you choose not to work these weekends, then we may have to find another qualified candidate.
No PTO, you feel me?
Like that extra PTO that we guaranteed you.
Not gonna get that.
Let's go to someone else.
You lose seniority when you don't do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Fuck the vibe, baby.
I used to be a top performer. Now I don't know what's going on.
Hey, well, yeah, you stop giving top.
Right. Stop working weekends, motherfucker.
But no, that was definitely just something I seen, and I was like, oh, I know the fuzz will have fun with that. So, just at this point, man, Darius, what else we got going on, man?
Hey, man, I think it's a good time to wrap this up, man. We've been over here about hour and 10 minutes or whatnot, man. So I think it's a good.
Wait! I got more. What? It's a brunch.
You ain't even let me. So you ain't gonna let me segue into that, bro?
Go ahead.
How you gonna cue me up and then steal my shine? Selfish.
Hey, Dre the selfish nigga.
It's
a brunch.
Right.
That should be an official tagline.
Right. Selfish. I'm gonna get a drop to me. Like every time we do that shit, it's gonna be a female, be a woman, be like selfish. Right. Think I'm not gonna get that shit. All right. Cool. But once again, man, thank you to everybody that came out to the launch party. Had a great time. Once again, our apologies for running y'all in circles. But
we did.
You know what I'm saying? We hope that y'all had an amazing time there.
Absolutely. I believe that they did.
I hope so. We're going to have the video release coming out, so make sure you are on our Instagram and our Facebook pages. I'm not going to put a date on it.
Because it's on CPT, baby.
That shit might be like in August sometime, but like if you were there, you know, make sure if you was there, you was looking fly. Yeah, you already know what it is. Like, you already know what it is.
Real grandpa vibes, barbecue vibes, you feel me? Right. YouTube vibes, you feel me?
So remember, email us, thatswhywe'resingle@gmail.com. Yep. Instagram, thatswhywe'resingle, all one word. Facebook, that's why we're single, just like it sounds. Twitter, that's why we're, followed by the number one.
And then
make sure that you subscribe to us on your favorite podcast listening platform at anchor.fm/thatswhywe'resingle. Or if you listen to Apple, just simply go to your podcast app and type in That's Why We're Single.
Yep.
So with that being said, it's time for us to get up out of here. My name is DB.
Ellie to the O-N.
Dre with an A. Tyson, don't forget about the brunch.
Oh.
It's a brunch. It's on July 27th.
This weekend.
Get your ticket.
Hurry up.
You have to have a ticket to get in.
Hey, remember that word that I said now. I said it twice. I need y'all to go ahead and hit my motherfucking DM.
Don't forget about that either.
The first one. Right. It's only going
to
be.
No, it's not the first one. We're going to get it. Because if you listen to it at 12 o'clock in the morning, yeah. No, because I know who's going to.
Not the first one.
I know who's going to listen at 12 o'clock in the morning. I know that person. So, shout out to you.
What's the time frame?
So I'm going to pick a winner by Friday the 27th. 26th. Okay, yeah. So Friday the 26th, I will be in contact with you to let you know if you won. The brunch is on the 28th, so you got 2 days to either say, hey, I'll be there, accept this ticket, accept this champagne, or be like, you know what, I'm not going to be able to make
it. What if they already got a ticket?
Then I'll give them $10.
Okay. Right. There it is. How about that?
Free money.
Listen, man, this is not a fucking game that's being played right now. Great. So hurry up and go get that motherfucking thing. Dre, one more time for him.
ISSABRUNCH period eventbrite.com. I'm sorry. ISSABRUNCH 614 period eventbrite.com. Make sure y'all hit it up. Get that. If y'all see it anywhere, man, promote it, send it out to somebody. Yeah. We just try to do something different for the city, man.
For sure.
Make sure we asking all of you guys listening, man, do us a huge favor. We're just trying to grow out here. Make sure that you guys subscribe and make sure you guys share that.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Make sure you help us grow. You know what I'm saying? We are on some grassroots type shit. And you know what I'm saying? We just want to bring this comedic flair on love and relationships to everybody. One at a time. So with that being said, let's wrap it up one more again. This is DB.
It's your boy Ellie to the O-N.
Trey from Lima.
And that's why we're single. What about you?
Y'all gave all that advice. Y'all niggas is still